right, second part of spiritual gifts. I want to review one scripture with you. Go ahead and put it up. Yep. No, not the full chapter, just the number, slide 6, please. There we go. Everyone gets in on it. Do you want in on it? Do you want spiritual gifts? Your fleshly gifts aren't going to get you anywhere. But spiritual gifts are very important. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. We don't all get the same spiritual gifts. That's where confusion sets in, because people think other people have certain spiritual gifts because they're running around acting like they have them, but they don't really have them. And those people cause damage. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. These are all some of the spiritual gifts. And somebody asked me the other day, how many spiritual gifts are there? And my answer was, I believe they're unlimited. I don't believe we can put a number on how many spiritual gifts are available to us. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. So we started with the first gift, and we're still on there, and that is the gift of wise counsel. We have a saying in church circles. It's called sidewalk prophets. Do you know what a sidewalk prophet is? Somebody out there in the parking lot running their mouth when they have no business running their mouth. That's a sidewalk prophet. They're not going to do it in a proper fashion or way, or where they can have accountability, but they're going to do it out in the parking lot, and they think they know what they're talking about, but they don't. Next problem is, we don't desire wise counsel. What we desire is agreement. So I'm going to ask your opinion. Nope, don't like that one. I'm going to go get this opinion. That's getting closer. I'm going to go over here and get this one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't need to get any counsel at all. I just needed to go with whatever was in my head, because that's the only thing I was going to accept to start with. You know this, if God sends you for counsel, the first person that you don't agree with, that's your one right there. That's your one. That's it. I don't agree with anything that guy just said, so that must be right. You're the one who needed the counsel. If you were right, you wouldn't have needed the counsel. It is difficult as a pastor undoing unwise counsel that you get. It's extremely difficult. So let's continue on. I think we're on Proverbs 24:5. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's what I pray for all the time. I pray it over you. I pray it over myself. Knowledge is what you take in. Information, facts, truth. Those are all part of knowledge, and you take it in. Wisdom is applying the knowledge. See, knowledge is no good without wisdom. You can know all kinds of stuff, but if you don't know how to apply it, then it's useless. Wisdom is the application of the knowledge. Understanding is knowing how to apply the wisdom. See, I can be wise, and I can walk up to a stranger, and I can say, listen, stranger, either you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're going to go to hell and burn for eternity. That is knowledge. I have that knowledge that that is exactly what's going to happen. And I have wisdom because I just applied the knowledge. But I have no understanding. Because what I just did was turn him away from God, and he may never turn back because I just insulted him. I abused him, because correction without relationship is abuse, and I just abused him. You know what Jack Nicholson said? You can't handle the truth. Understanding would be how to apply that information to him, and I would go to him and I would say, God sure has changed my life. And I was a mess. And I'd like to invite you to church. And I tell people this all the time. I said, why don't you just come one time? And if you don't like it, you don't ever have to come back again. But maybe you'll like it. That's understanding. That's understanding how to apply the wisdom that I got from the knowledge. Threefold cord. God works in threes. The wise prevail. Why do the wise prevail? Because they're applying the knowledge. I watched those kids graduate yesterday, and it was fun to watch them graduate, because most of us have been to a graduation of some kind, right? And they tell you, hold your applause to the end. Don't. And the president of the college got up and said, listen, have at it. We're going to celebrate these kids today. I know you've been told to hold your applause to the end. Nah, we're not doing that. We're going to celebrate these kids. So every kid who came up on the stage was a spectacle from the audience. And there was like 1,000 people in the audience, and the screaming and carrying on. It was truly a celebration. But I watched them, and I realized that here's 150, 200 kids in this graduating class that just got 4 years of tremendous knowledge. Or as the president of the school said, 4, 5, or 6 years. But they won't prevail in life without the wisdom. They have to take what that college has taught them, and they have to apply it to their lives. And the understanding part comes with maturity. You got to go through some things to get some understanding. Move on. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but for with many advisors, they succeed. Now, we take that scripture wrong. We think with many advisors, in other words, we're going to go ask as many people as we can put together to ask. We're going to go ask Mary, John, Sue, Sally, and Joe. That's not what that scripture means. See, you need many advisors because you need to have counsel where there was victory. So, if you've got cancer, get counsel from Pastor Marjorie or myself. Why? We both have had cancer. And we stand before you cancer-free today. We can tell you how we got there. Now, Kylie's smart, but she ain't been through no cancer. I pray to God you never go through cancer. But what I'm telling you is don't go asking her about it. She just cannot get you through it very well. You want to know how to fix a piece of equipment, go talk to Robert. Don't go talk to Marisol. She don't know how to fix nothing. How do I know that? She calls me to fix everything. With many advisors, not at the same time. Go to the advisor you need. I have to have a team of people around me to advise me. And I have to know which ones know what. Each one of us, God has given some type of knowledge. And we know about certain things. Since I picked on Marisol, I'll use her as an example. She helps people. I don't exactly know what she does. But when she's not goofing around, she's on the phone helping people all day. That's her job. I don't know what she's helping them do. What is it? Okay. Whatever it is, it is. That's her expertise. That's her gift. That's what God put in her. And then God gave her an avenue to help others through that. And it was a tough road to get to that avenue, but it was where God wanted her. So she had to lose a job to get to that job. And she had to cry a bucket full of tears and go through, woe is me, and I'm going to fall off the face of the earth now. My life is over. Because she lost a job? Please, you don't know what God has for you. So God has a better job, a job you like more, a job you make a lot more money doing, and you get to stay home. My, oh my. But see, if you don't know who to go to, you're going to fail. I talked to my pastors because we have to be on one accord. One voice. and they're counseled by me to undergird each and every family and do nothing to separate a family. Unless somebody's in danger. And then it's my call. But they'll go to somebody else and they'll say, no, you need to leave him. You need to leave her. You need to do this and you need to do that. You need to do this. And they don't understand Scripture. You need counsel from somebody who's bringing you God's perspective and not their own perspective. What's next, Pastor Linda? Without good direction, people lose their way. What I find amusing, because I have a sick sense of humor, is that person that you have animosity toward, that person that you have adversity with, that person that gets on your last nerve, is the one person God's put in your life to help you, but you're letting Satan take it away from you. They're holding your blessing, and you're being an idiot. You don't like what they did. You don't even know what they did. You don't like the way they act. You don't even know why they act that way. You want everybody to be like you. They need space to grow, space to learn, space to get closer to God. This is their place to get that space. You're to love them through their actions. You're to love them through their hurts. You're to love them through whatever it is that's going on in their life that's causing them to act a fool. And we've all been there. I can look out and know y'all going through some stuff. And without a direction, a good direction, the Bible says you're going to lose your way. Because that's easy. There's a song that I like that says, we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. I like good odds. I want to improve my odds. And sometimes I need help. And so I'll go to somebody who's had victory in that area. I've gone to the wealthiest people in the world, and I've sat down across from them, and I've asked for help. I understand Scripture. What do I got to do? How do I got to do it? When do I do it? And I was sitting across the table with an insurance guy the other day, a week or two ago, and he said, who's your financial advisor? And my wife just looked at him and said, he's his own financial advisor. Well, I may not technically have a financial advisor, but I've had many people who advised me financially through the years. And I have people I call. I need to know what's going on. God gave me an economist friend. I can't call him too much, because one question is a 3-hour answer. He's got to explain to me what's going on in China, what's going on in Yugoslavia, what's going on in Russia, what's going on in America, and why this has fallen here and there, and what they're doing, and why this is going to adjust, and blah, 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 blah. And it's some good information. And he'll tell me, take this and get rid of that and get this. He's never been wrong. I want good chances. So I want good direction. All right, so now we're going to understanding, second one. Clear understanding. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding. 1 John 5:20. He came. Jesus came. And what did he say? You've heard it's been said. In other words, you already have the knowledge. You've heard that it's been said. But I tell you, and he gives you the understanding of what you heard that was said. Why did he do that? So that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. What is he saying here? Everything that is godly has one purpose, and that's to draw you closer to God and bring as many with you as you can. How many watched the movie Schindler's List? No, I've never seen that movie. I don't know why I'm quoting it. I've never seen it. But the guy has one regret. I could have got one more. I could have saved one more. I could have saved one more. Why hasn't Jesus come yet? Because he wants you to help one more. Make a difference in one more person's life. Bring one more person to the understanding that they need a Savior. Help one more. Too many people view the Bible as a rule book. First Corinthians tells you it's not a rule book. It says anything's permissible, just not beneficial. Because what is in the Bible is for the sole purpose of bringing you closer to God. It's beneficial for you. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. We want spiritual gifts if they just fell out of the sky. That's how we want our gifts, like it's happy birthday time. And it is happy birthday time for me. I got one more week. I don't even have a full week. I got half a week. And I'm going to get gifts, and I don't have to do nothing for them. They're just going to come at me. Some people change their minds. I don't blame them. That's not how spiritual gifts work. First thing is, you have to desire the gift. Second thing, you have to begin walking toward the gift. The gift's not walking to you. Just like the protection of God. There's a hand of protection over you, but that hand does not follow you. You must follow the hand. God's not on autopilot. He wants a relationship with you. He's not a waiter. What will you have? Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Well, the problem is we don't know his words if we don't come to church, if we don't open up our Bible, if we don't listen. I have people in here that know my sermons much better than I do. Because usually by the time I'm done, I have no clue what I even said. And they come up and said, you said this, this, and that. Oh, did I? Why? They listen. They take those CDs, they go back there and they get CDs, or they go on the internet, or they go on YouTube, or whatever it is we're on. And they understand that they can't take in everything I have to say on a Sunday morning. The brain does not work that way. And they go back and listen to it again and again. And I've had phone calls, and somebody will say, I've read your book 20 times. I've read your book 30 times. I've read your book 5 times. I've listened to your sermon 7 times. Because that's how you get wisdom. That's how you get understanding. Not forget his words. I'm speaking his words. I'm writing his words. It's easy to turn away from what you don't know. God wants you to hear what he has to say. And I'm so sorry to tell you that coming to church once a month, once a year, isn't going to get that job done. The world has influenced you with all sorts of media, television, movies, theaters, concerts, CDs, downloads. It comes from all directions. Do you not think you don't need the Word of God from all directions? You need to come and hear what the messenger has to say to you. You need to open your Bible and read. You need to listen. You need to take it in. If you don't take it in, you'll never have wisdom and understanding. Next. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Get it. That's the beginning of wisdom. You begin your journey as a wise man if you go after being wise. I don't want to be dumb. I want to be wise. That's the beginning of wisdom. I'm not going to settle for where I am. I am going to figure this out. I am going to learn. I am going to be who God wants me to be. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Because the wisdom is no good if you don't know how to apply it. You must get the understanding. The understanding is how to apply the wisdom that you've been received, that have received. I sat down with a man, and he asked me what I invested in. And I'll always answer that those questions. But that's not really what he wanted. What he wanted to do was tell me how he invested. So I listened to him for about an hour. And I said, okay, how much did you invest? And he said, well, I haven't invested anything yet. Wisdom without understanding. You have wisdom. You know how to apply the knowledge that you have, but you didn't have the understanding on how to apply it. So the Bible says it might cost you everything you got. But learn how to apply the wisdom. And I'm going to tell you why God says that. There's not a price for a soul. When Marjorie recovered from cancer and they asked her questions about it, and she said, I would do it again. And that was confounding to a lot of people. And she said, there was no price to pay for what came out of that situation. All the things that happened, all the people that got saved, what's the price of a soul? What was the price for your soul? Got quiet in here. What are you worth to God? Everything. He made that clear. You're worth everything to Him. So if it costs you all you have, learn how to apply your wisdom. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Knowledge, you hear the word and go out and do the opposite. Oh, I know I ain't supposed to do this, but I'm going to go do it anyway. But understanding will enable you to follow the path God has set before you. Will, it's greatness. God wants you to be great in the kingdom. Got a plan for you. Get knowledge, get wisdom, and get understanding. And fulfill your destiny. Too many people have not fulfilled their destiny. And God won't make you. And without understanding, you won't make yourself. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And we're not talking about the kind of fear that you cower when somebody's breaking into your house and you can't find your gun. The fear of the Lord is desiring to please him and not wanting the consequences when you don't. That's wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding. I don't go places where there's evil going on. And if I go somewhere where there's evil going on, I promise you this, I will turn around and walk out. I'm not interested in it. That's understanding. I'm applying the knowledge and wisdom to my life. And I understand that there are spirits that I don't want on me. Is my decorator in the corner? Okay. We let 2-year-olds be 2. She 3 yet? She just turned 3, right? Yeah, she's 3 now. Now she can't do the things 2-year-olds used to do, but we'll let her do what 3-year-olds do. Come to think of it, she didn't decorate when she was 2. It's only now that she's 3, so it's all good. It's all good. I got time for maybe one more. Is this a new one or still in Colossians 2:3. Yeah, this is the last one under understanding. So good. We'll finish this one and start new next week. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you apply understanding, God will give you more wisdom. God can't say, I can't download anything else to that one because they're destroying people with it. They're dangerous. if we were united in love, we couldn't destroy each other. God's saying wisdom, or understanding rather, is riches. That's God's riches. You know, he wants to come back. And the Bible says Jesus is being restrained. And I have a sermon you could go back to. It's called, "This Is Going to Hurt." Because the day that Jesus comes back, millions and millions of people are going to be lost forever. And that is going to break God's heart more than we break it already. Because his word says that he desires not one perish. Not one is God's desire. So my prayer for you today, Lord, we thank you for the word. We pray for clear understanding, because we want to get you one more. Help us to be the witness we need to be on the street, not just by our words, but by our actions, by how we treat people, even those that abuse us. You said that it's the sick who need a hospital. Let us not view our abusers as abusers, but let us view them as people that are sick. And let us remember that they need a hospital. They need a place to come to, God, where they can change their lives. And help us to be the doctors and nurses, God. Because we don't want one to perish either. It's what you want, then it's what we want. We want what you want. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.